Welcome back to another episode of the Benj Buzz. My name is Owen Poy, alongside head coach of the Lady Giants, Coach Stan Benj. Good to have you on for another episode, Coach.
Thank you.
So the Lady Giants lose a tough one. They lose by 33 to the Warren Central Warriors. Just a tough game. You're losing some of your key players. Kind of run us through that game.
Well, I mean, it was very difficult. We had all our players the day before in practice, and you think, you know, you're practicing certain things, and then we had four players and basically played the same position that was out for the game. So now you're having players play out a position where we've never really practiced them before, with a combination of Warren Central playing very well and having a good team. It just made for a difficult situation. Like I told them at halftime, I wish we could have about an hour of practice before we go out for the second half. I said, that's not possible. So we just had to do the best we could. And, you know, we got an opportunity to learn some things. And, you know, it's very frustrating and frustrating for the players. And that's sort of the big thing. Once they start hitting some shots and doing well, we emotionally have to keep going and keep trying to do the right thing. But we let it get to us sometimes emotionally. So that's an area we need to grow.
So there was at times in the game where you were only down 8 or 10 points coming into it, and then there was a point where you guys were down 30 and then consistently just like that. So obviously, even short-staffed, the Lady Giants were close, and it was a battle for most of the game or most of the first half. But other than that, do you kind of have Warren's number? I mean, when you're fully staffed?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Warren Central has a good team, and they made 20 of 27 shots the first half. And out of the 7 shots they missed, they got 5 offensive rebounds. So that tells you that they were very efficient offensively the first half. Part of it's our defense, but part of it's just them doing a very good job of making shots and doing some things. We got an opportunity to see a lot of the younger players. We got an opportunity to see some things. So hopefully in the long run, it will help us. But it all depends on how our players react to it.
So one of the big names that has been a big name on this season is Kristen Carter, and she was one of those girls that almost looked like you were running the offense around her. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I noticed, it seemed like she was one of the big focal points of the offense. But when she got in foul trouble, it was kind of hard to work with her when she was battling with so many fouls.
Well, right. I mean, you know, we didn't have a lot of experienced players. We had our bigs, and we had enough good players. It just, we didn't mesh well. And you're right, she got in a little bit of foul trouble, but she played a lot, and she provided an offensive spark for us. But basketball is a team game, and it's hard to do it by yourself against a quality team. So, you know, she was doing her best out there and fighting. You know, we just all weren't on the same page, which is understandable, but yet it's frustrating.
So with this, you can tell me on this, with a full practice, I would imagine, with players back, will it look different against Addicts, or will it be about the same roster?
Good question. We don't know the situation with Taylor yet. Taylor Gass, she got injured in the game, and so I don't know her situation. I did notice one of the players was back and working today that missed, but I don't know health-wise where the other ones are exactly yet. So, no, it'll be different. I mean, we'll have some of the players back, I would hope, I think. So we're going to have to just keep growing and make adjustments on the run. So as of right now, as we talk now, I have no idea.
So you guys have a game coming up against Addicts. Addicts is one of those teams that you look at them and you prepare for them, but they're one of those teams that can kind of creep up on you and pull a win out of them for them. So obviously you don't want to skip over a team and look towards the future, but what is this team looking like for you?
Well, our team needs to keep growing and getting better, and Addicts will provide that opportunity for us. Like I said, we're not going to be 100% against Addicts. We know that. But it gives us an opportunity to play a decent team and see that, you know, they've got a winning record and they've done some good things. And Coach Banks has coached with me in the past, and he's coaching out at Addicts, and he always does a good job. So it will be good. And then after that, it's like, you look, we play almost every team on our schedule is a top 15 ranked team after that. So we got to get it together very quickly.
Well, thank you for listening to the Bench Buzz. The Lady Giants will take on the Christmas Addicts Tigers on Tuesday. That is tomorrow as of today. So thank you for listening to another episode. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. Where it began.